Well, here comes the sun, but don't think about going for a swim just yet if you live in Auckland. Auckland Council and Water Care are encouraging everyone to stay on dry land over the long Waitangi weekend. Andrew Chin, the Executive Director of Special Projects from Water Care, is with us now. Kia ora.
Morena.
So, how are your systems now?
The good news, Kim, is that the crews have worked very hard to get the systems back up and running. So the major pump stations that were flooded in the Friday event, we've managed to source pumps, and a big thank you to the suppliers that have diverted this large equipment to Auckland.
You had about 10 pump stations flooded?
Correct. So they're all up and running.
Are you going to move them in due course?
That's a good question. There's more resilience measures that we are certainly looking at. It's quite difficult to move them because all the water has to gravitate to that location, but there's things we can do, such as putting the electrical switchboards up higher and things like that to make them more resilient, certainly.
Because otherwise, the same damn thing's going to happen again, right?
Of course, yes. You know, this is...
So you can't relocate them, but you could put the electric bits up higher.
Yes, and you know there's ways to build more resilience into the design so that we can bring them back into service faster.
How would you do that?
Perhaps more use of submersible pumps, like I said, lifting up the equipment so it's electrical and vulnerable equipment, so at a higher level. Yeah,
you've got broken pipe bridges.
Correct.
Have they been fixed?
Oh no, not yet. No.
So sewage is still going into the streams, into the ocean.
Yeah, I'd say that the way that we've tried to focus on the repairs, those big pump stations, for example, those are the You need those going first. They're the big trunk systems, and then we work our way back up into the local networks.
Right.
So the system sustained a lot of damage. But, of course, as you go further up the system, the amount of overflow is considerably less.
Have you got enough water for the city at the moment to drink?
Oh, yes, we do.
Potable water, yeah.
Yes, we do. As I say, the system is up and running, but it's quite fragile at the moment. Obviously, we've got a lot of temporary measures in place to shore things up. The Waitakere Ranges took a lot of damage, a lot of landslips coming into the dams there, and the turbidity of the water is increasing. So the Huia Water Treatment Plant is at reduced flows, so we're watching that very carefully to make sure that... you know, the things still keep running, but we've certainly got a watching brief on that area.
And so you're confident that in a few days it might be safe to swim again? What can we say here?
So we're suggesting right through till Tuesday, we're recommending people don't go swimming at this stage. I mean, it's still raining in parts of the city now. It will depend on the weather, Kim. Yes, if there's more bouts of heavy rain, as would normally occur, the safe swim would probably still trigger. So our advice is check the safe swim website, and that'll provide you with the most current advice about where we believe it's the water quality is suitable to swim.
We had a text a wee while ago from somebody who lives on the North Shore, and they say, Mark says, the sewer main for his area is completely disintegrated and into the bottom of the gully below his house. Water Care have been notified they haven't been around for a look. It stinks, and
yeah,
I wouldn't recommend. What do you know about
it? So, like it says, that's what I was explaining before. The way that we... triage and prioritise where we go to. It starts with those really big centralised points where the catchment contributing the sewage is the greatest, and then we work our way back up into the local network. So, yes, we've got an awful lot of damage up in the gullies and the hills that we still need to get out and inspect and repair. But in order for those repairs to be effective, we have to have the big systems at the bottom of the catchment fixed so they can accept the flows when we do those, effect those repairs up in the catchment.
All right. How long is it going to take, really? I mean, if the weather, if the sun were to shine tomorrow, how long would it take?
This is, look, some of the repair, I think we can get immediate and temporary fixes up relatively quickly, I'm saying weeks, but some of the repairs and some of the damage, particularly where there's been landslips, this is months, years type of, to affect the permanent repairs.
And will you, when you repair these things, always be thinking about improving them and future-proofing them?
Of course. That being said, though, it's like we wouldn't be trying to build bigger and bigger pipes just to accept more and more of this type of storm event. There's been a lot of commentary around the solution to this type of extreme event is not to try and build bigger and bigger pipes. It's more about how we design our land use.
Why not build bigger pipes and look at land use?
Like I say, where it's feasible, absolutely. You build better infrastructure, and we will be certainly doing that and incorporating those elements into our design. But we can't design a system to fully contain the scale of event that we've had today. So it's a mixture of different type of design solutions.
And what's top of your idea list?
Probably initially is as we affect the long-term repairs on these big pump stations. As we said earlier, it's about trying to make those more resilient and how we can speed up returning the system to normal following a major event like this.
Appreciate your time, Andrew Chin, the Executive Director of Special Projects from Watercare.